It is a name practically synonymous with Tampa Talk Radio, a man who lures thousands to phone in, voice an opinion, argue, and sometimes get hung up on.
That is, if you can get through, right? Ironically, it is the city's readiness for verbal abuse that's made WFLA's Bob Lasseter so popular. And as Night Beat's Tom Corbin explains, in the second of a three-part series, it's as much a shock to Lasseter as it is to his listeners.
I'm here for one reason and one reason alone, and that's to entertain. 27 minutes after the hour of 12, I Tampa, you're on the air at 970 WFLA.
If not the king of talk radio, he's most controversial. Mention Bob Mad Dog Lasseter, and you'll get a response.
Don't ever let this bozo on again.
Controversy, the way he treats certain people.
I'd probably bat the hell out of you, sir.
His agenda is save the whales, slaughter the babies.
You agreed with your wife's abortion.
Too much for the subject rather than against it.
Too liberal.
What kind of a sicko are you, sir, that wants to see more of Dan Quayle on the television?
I'll never understand how they can take this so seriously.
You know, thousands of listeners wonder, is this the real Bob Lasseter? What's he like off the microphone?
Well, obviously, I do have a wife, and I do have a dog, and I do have a home, and I sit here every day.
That coming from a 43-year-old many love to hate. An irony even Mary Lasseter appreciates.
You know, he's a very sensitive man, and his feelings get hurt, and he's not good in a crowd, and all those things are true. Reads the paper, yells at the dog. People don't actually believe that it's true, but it is, and I get to see that side of it.
People don't come into my house and insult me, but they do come into my radio studio and insult me, and so therefore I'm very insulting back.
Which makes it hard for listeners to believe Lasseter was ever a handsome New Jersey kid, or that he actually kisses his wife goodbye every day.
You need somebody to blame for whatever it is that's got you down today, Bunky, and I guess I'm it. It doesn't really bother me.
At $120,000 a year, including endorsements, it's not a dreaded trip to the office at all.
Sometimes I don't deal with it very well. A little bit more modest, maybe.
But it's that immodesty that's working, doubling WFLA's noon to three ratings since Lasseter began 12 months ago.
To know why they think the way they think. I can ask no more.
Because
I doubt that you've ever had an original idea. Sure, it's why I'm successful. People will tell you that they don't want to hear an argument, but they do want to hear an argument.
Sir, the only thing
that would astonish me is if you were working.
Take a couple swings to get some live arms, huh?
But even as Lasseter lines up upcoming shows, every day's bittersweet.
I believe that we're more and more isolating ourselves from ourselves, and that is not helpful.
Sociologist Lewis Kutcher agrees.
People will need some channel to voice their frustrations. If it's not available, people become very, very frustrated. So in that sense, we might say talk radio is as American as apple pie.
Lasseter cohort Dick Norman's recent death is another example.
People call into this radio station virtually nonstop for 48 hours. What is it that's wrong out there that people become that involved with a voice on a box?
Stand by, he'll be with you soon.
It just becomes a job. That's what it is.
Let's talk about wrestling.
Get paid to have an opinion. Very few people have that privilege.
Well, I knew when I needed the truth, I'd come to you, Bob.
Okay. It's always only my opinion.